Do I just introduce myself? Nah, I'm just kidding. Let's have a conversation. The reason why I wanted to get on here and talk is because I feel like there's people out there who are looking for somebody to understand them, for somebody to get it, and I feel like I'm the person that gets it, especially when it comes to healing and being a perfectionist and wanting everything to go the right way. You just always feel like, damn, nothing is going the right way. This is for the people that went through the therapy sessions, that read the books, the podcast, that just was constantly looking to fix themselves to no fucking avail. I am one of those people. And I reached a point in my journey where I was like, God damn, girl, stop trying to fix yourself and allow yourself to be human. I've had so many failed relationships. I'll be good on my own, and then I'll get into relationships and I'll get crash out mode. And I'll be so confused because I'm like, how the hell am I crashing out right now? I know what I'm supposed to do. I have the tools. But then I realized, like, even though I had the tools, I was using them sometimes and then sometimes I wouldn't. But despite the tools, again, I am a human being and I'm going to make mistakes, and healing is non-linear, especially when you're used to like chaotic ass relationships and you finally get into your first healthy dynamic. Boy, will that shit test you to see where you really are at. But what I'm learning is, no matter how many failed relationships I go through, whether platonic or romantic, and you know, my inner child starts coming out, or my wounded teenager part of me starts coming out, or whatever, it don't take away from all the work that I put into myself. Like, I'm triggered, and that's fine. I'm angry right now, and that's fine. I'm sad right now, and that's fine. Even in the moments, say a connection doesn't work out with someone, and I get that nudge to go text them, I feel like society would shame you and be like, don't send that text. But I feel like you should send that text. I'ma send it. And the reason why I'ma send it is because it just removes that curiosity. And if that's what works for me, then that works for me. All that go no contact and do this and force yourself to wonder and, oh, don't check their page and don't do this. I say check the page. Check the page, send a text, call if you need to, do whatever you need to do until you wake up. It's going to take for you to wake up, for you to have the aha moment when it comes to your healing, to be like, enough is enough. It don't matter how much advice you get, it don't matter what people are telling you, until you decide, it's always going to be the same story. And the decision that I've been making currently is, bruh, I have to start showing up in my connections authentically. I have to literally be human, bro. Like, I don't know why, well, I know why now, but, you know, not being afraid to, oh, I'm not perfect, okay? You're not perfect. I'm gonna have my days. I'm a Cancer, you know, the typical, stereotypical emotional Cancer. So, if I show emotion in the relationship, or if I have my little crybaby days, and my down days, and is this person gonna want to be with me? That's what I used to think to myself. But if this person doesn't want to be with me because I'm having a bad day, why the hell would I want to be with them? Matter of fact, I think I just finished like a 3-hour cry session, because that's what I needed, and that's what self-love is all about. I needed to cry, so I let myself cry. I didn't feel no shame about it, and thank God nobody's home, but I cried as loud as I could. I do not care. Because I need to be honest with myself. And that's what I'm saying. We have to start being honest with ourselves about everything. And I had to figure out, like, okay, why is it difficult for me to show up authentically in my connections? What's going on? And I was truthful with myself, and I let myself speak. And I'm like, okay, it's because of this, 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 and that. Okay. So I allow myself to be human. And then promise myself that moving forward, that I'm going to still continue to be human in my connections and show all parts of me. Again, if I'm showing all parts of me And you don't like certain parts of me? Bro, I don't give a damn. I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna keep showing you parts of me. If you don't find that part, this or that, okay, bye, skedaddle. And that's what I want people to wake up to understand, like, yo, this life is yours. Show up as you, be as loud as you want to be. Be you. All them things that people say that they don't like about you, do them shits even more. Cause who the fuck are they to even tell you what they don't and what they like and don't like about you? Nah, this gonna be a short one though. Bro, my ADHD is so bad, I don't even remember what the hell I was talking about. But I gotta go.